News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Just off Dublin's North Circular Road sits Mountjoy Prison, and on its campus, the Docus Centre, a closed medium security prison for women over the age of 18. A stone's throw from Dublin's Phoenix Park, but the women here won't be able to make the journey to experience the Pope's final mass at the Papal Cross or feel the excitement firsthand. But they have played their part, putting their talents on display at the RDS this week. One inmate composed a poem for the pontiff, others created artwork, and one inmate even offered to sing for him. I sat down with some of these women to ask how they felt about Pope Francis's visit and the World Meeting of Families 2018.
I think it's obviously a wonderful thing, otherwise I wouldn't be speaking up. It would be nice if he can't make it into the prisons, for him to mention the officers, the governors, the chaplains, and Sister Esther, and all the inmates that are here, if he can't make it here.
I'm very excited about him coming to Ireland. It's a lovely thing for to know that there's a special person coming over here.
I think it's great that the Pope's come to visit, and it's good for the people as well, for their, so they can get some, Britain's not the same as it used to be, but it might give some people hope at the end of the day when he's speaking to everyone, and maybe some people can ask him questions and he can answer them.
It's very good that he's coming.
Delighted, very happy. Yeah.
I think it'd be nice to have him bless Ireland.
Yeah.
If he's on like John Paul II, he was the best Pope. It'll take some going to keep in his shoes.
Fantastic, it's wonderful news. I've been asked to write a poem for the Pope. And it's a big honour. Like, it's just basically welcoming him to Ireland, and hope he has a good stay and safe journey as he travels back to Rome.
Events and circumstances in these women's lives may have made them question their faith, but when asked if they were religious, they had this to say.
Yeah, I came from a very religious family. Yeah, my mother now and my kids, all of them, is going to visit him in the park there.
I would say prayers every night.
Yeah, and what kind of things would you hope for in the future?
Just world peace, and just stuff for the human rights.
I do not follow an organised religion, however, consider myself religious, and see very much God in my heart as I know Him. However, I would like to mention I did find spirituality through the Catholic Church, and I find it sad. You know, I would have probably turned against it because people that have used it against the Lord's will or Jesus' will, and that's given the bad name for the very, very good people within. No, I love the sisters here, and I love the Catholic Church, although it wouldn't be the first thing that I would go to again, but absolutely not, and I wish them all the very best.
And some of these women were hopeful they might get a special guest to their cell door while he's visiting Ireland. I asked them what they might ask the Pope or say to him if he were to stop by.
I'd ask him to, I don't quite know the work that he's doing, I guess from my story, to keep on reaching out to people that do get into trouble. I had a breakdown a couple of years ago. I wouldn't have honestly saved the Bible from a fire 3 years ago. And then through Cunmore, a wonderful Sister Anne, coming in here, I have found incredible hope, strength through spirituality. And I guess I had to have my eyes sight taken away to see again, and my voice taken away, you know, and my hearing taken away to be able to hear again. And I couldn't thank the services here, the people, Cunmore, and I can't believe I'm saying this, and the church.
I'd ask him to look after all my family, if that's not stupid, and to look after me while I'm here, and for to keep me safe, and to look after everybody that's in here, all the staff and governors, ACOs and all the girls. And
it's very good that he's coming. I'd like him to pray for my sister. She's not well at the moment, and my family, my nieces and nephews, nephew Dane.
Yeah, for me, for my family, for my son, for my mom, dad.
Would he pray for my family and my children?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that someday I'll get out of prison.
Oh, I don't know, get me out of here.